Hey there. I'm excited to help you master rotational dynamics using your notes. Let's treat this like a friendly study session, and I'll weave in explanations, connections, and practical examples directly from your material. If anything feels fuzzy, tell me and we'll drill into it together. First, a quick map of what we'll cover from your notes. The linear-angular correspondence and the meaning of moment of inertia, I. How rotational kinetic energy is derived. Radius of gyration, K, and its relationship to I. Key formulas for common bodies, thin rod, ring, solid/hollow spheres, cylinders. The two core theorems, perpendicular axis theorem and parallel axis theorem. How to compute I for a thin rod about center and about an end. How torque relates to angular acceleration, tau equals I alpha. Work and power in rotation, W equals tau theta, P equals tau omega. Angular momentum and conservation, L equals I omega, dl/dt equals tau, net equals 0 L is constant. The rigid body kinematics view, translation plus rotation. Radius of gyration intuition and its calculation. Now, let's dive in with a structured, conversation-style walkthrough. I'll reference parts of your notes as we go and add examples and clarifications. 1. The one-to-one map, linear versus angular. Your notes emphasize that many linear quantities have angular analogs. This is a powerful organizing idea. Replace S with theta, V with omega, A with alpha, M with I, F with tau, P with L, and W with the rotational equivalents. Why this matters? It lets us reuse intuition. For example, just as force causes linear acceleration, F equals ma, torque causes angular acceleration, tau equals I alpha. The moment of inertia I plays the role of how hard it is to spin up a body. 2. Moment of inertia I and radius of gyration k. I equals sigma m underscore I r underscore I caret 2 for discrete masses, or I equals integral r squared dm for continuous distributions. This captures how mass is distributed relative to the axis. Radius of gyration k is defined by I equals mk squared. It's the effective distance from the axis if you could lump all mass at distance k from the axis. K is not a fixed geometric distance, it depends on the axis you choose. Intuition, if all mass sits farther from the axis, k is larger and I is larger. If mass piles near the axis, I is smaller. 3. Deriving rotational kinetic energy. Your derivation, each small mass dm at distance r has b equals omega r, so dk equals 1/2 dm omega r, caret 2. Integrating gives k underscore odd equals 1/2 I omega caret 2. Takeaway, rotational kinetic energy scales with omega caret 2 and the distribution via I. 4. Axis dependence and examples, rod. For a thin rod, I underscore center equals 1/12 ml squared when axis is through the center, perpendicular to rod. I underscore end equals 1/3 ml squared when axis is at one end, perpendicular to rod. Key insight, shifting the axis from center to end increases I by a factor of 4. This is a concrete illustration of the parallel axis theorem in action. Even though the theorem is stated later, you can see the idea from these results. 5. Torque, angular acceleration, and rotational work/power. Tau underscore net equals I alpha is the rotational analog of F equals ma. Work done by a constant torque, W equals tau delta theta. This mirrors W equals F delta S in translation. Power P equals dW/dt equals tau omega. This is the rotational counterpart to P equals FV. 6. Angular momentum and its conservation. L equals I omega for a rigid body. dl/dt equals tau underscore net. If net external torque is 0, dl/dt equals 0 and L is constant. Intuition and real-world connection, a figure skater pulling in arms reduces I and increases omega to keep L constant, or a planet keeping its angular momentum and less torques act, friction, tides, etc. 7. Rigid body kinematics, translation plus rotation. Any rigid body motion can be viewed as a translation of the center of mass plus a rotation about that center of mass. This superposition view helps many problems. You can split motion into two independent parts. 8. Perpendicular axis theorem and parallel axis theorem. Perpendicular axis theorem, for planar bodies I_z = I_x + I_y. It's specific to flat 2D shapes lying in a plane. Parallel axis theorem, I_cm + mx² for an axis parallel to one through the center of mass, shifted by distance x. Practical use, if you know I about an axis through the cm, you can get I about any parallel axis by adding mx squared. 9. Worked examples you've got, highlights. Thin rod about center. I_cm = 1/12 mL². K = L/2√3 is almost equal to 0.289 L. Thin rod about end. I_end = 1/3 mL². Note how I_end = I_cm + m open parenthesis L divided by 2 close parenthesis squared equals 1/12 mL² + 1/4 mL² = 1/3 mL². Thin ring, axis through center, perpendicular to plane. I = mR². K = R. Solid sphere and hollow sphere. Solid sphere, I = 2/5 mR², so K = √2/5 R. Hollow sphere, I = 2/3 mR², so K = √2/3 R. Solid cylinder about its axis, I = 1/2 mR². Hollow cylinder, thin-walled, about its axis, I = mR². Rectangular plate about central perpendicular axis, I = 1/12 m² + b². Rectangular plate about axis along one edge, perpendicular to plate I = 1/3 ma². 10. Special cases and intuition. The moment of inertia changes with axis position and orientation. Axis choice matters a lot. The radius of gyration K gives a handy single number sense of how spread out the mass is relative to the axis. The concept that omega is the same for all points in a rigid body, but V = ω differs, is often a source of intuition when thinking about rotational motion versus translation. 11. Practical study tips based on your notes. Build a mental cheat sheet that ties each linear quantity to its angular counterpart, displacement left right arrow theta, velocity left right arrow omega, acceleration left right arrow alpha, mass left right arrow I, force left right arrow tau, momentum left right arrow L, energy left right arrow rotational energy. For problems, first identify the axis of rotation and figure whether you need I_cm and then use the parallel axis theorem if the axis isn't through the cm. Practice both center and end axis rod problems to reinforce the fourfold jump in I and to see the parallel axis theorem in action. Use the radius of gyration as a quick diagnostic. If you know I and m, K = √I/m. If K is large, mass is spread far from the axis. If small, mass is concentrated near the axis. Create quick translation tables for common shapes, rod, ring, solid sphere, hollow sphere, cylinder, plate, so you can plug and play axis choices with confidence. Would you like a concrete multi-step example problem worked out from start to finish using these notes? I can pick something like a thin rod of length L and mass m rotating about an axis parallel to its center but offset by a distance x, and then a solid disk rotating about a tangent axis, to illustrate the parallel axis theorem with a circular plate. Before we dive into an example, a couple quick checks to tailor the session. Are you comfortable with the root idea of the axis being arbitrary and the axis choice affecting I? Do you want more visual intuition with quick sketches or more algebraic detail in the next example?